This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Not a whole lot of big business news this week. Blame it on the fact it is August. Markets were definitely feeling the summer drag. Here to talk about that and a couple of other stories from this week are Catherine Rampell from the New York Times and Lee Gallagher of Fortune Magazine. They are joining us from our New York Bureau. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Tess.
Hi.
So really, you know, the markets have barely been moving the past couple of weeks, but we've got Europe, we've got the fiscal cliff, we've got commodities and gold ramping up, but stocks just kind of sitting there doing nothing. Catherine, what's going on here?
I think markets are waiting for some potential news over the next couple of weeks. Next week, we have this major annual conference at Jackson Hole, mm-hmm. at which Ben Bernanke is likely to be talking about what the Fed might do, if anything, and people are expecting that it might do something to help boost the economy. So I think that for right now, investors are largely holding their breath and waiting until Europe sort of gets back into the rhythm of work rather than vacation.
Right.
And seeing what Bernanke says next week.
Lee, how much of Europe do you think is just kind of baked in at this point?
I think it gets baked in about every, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks when some news event happens.
Right.
But, you know, we've actually had a pretty good go of it this summer. And I agree with Catherine that the markets are kind of waiting on tenterhooks for a lot of things to happen. I would put Europe in that bucket. I mean, the Fed is a big, big deal. Everyone's kind of waiting to see what's going to happen and anticipating a move. So I think if we don't get one, there will be some impact felt there. You know, the rubber's going to hit the road with Europe again come September. And so we'll see some feeling there. I think that the market is, you know, we're not sinking into recession right now, but the market's very... We're far from that, but the market's very vulnerable to big things, and there are a bunch of big things on the horizon.
You know, Catherine, we heard this week that Apple is now the biggest company in the world. I wonder, could that potentially be a problem for them? Are there any downsides to being the biggest company in the world?
Are there any downsides? I mean, I'm sure for right now they're popping champagne.
Right.
I would say that it brings more scrutiny to them. There are higher expectations for how they might be treating their workers, or at least how their contractors in China might be treating their workers, because they have so much market power. You know, for a very long time they've been saying, hey, we're one of many players. To the extent that there are abuses or at least unsavory conditions at a lot of these factories, they're true throughout the electronics industry. And you know, now they can, critics can credibly claim that they actually have a lot of power. And beyond that, you know, this is a company that 16 years ago was on the verge of bankruptcy.
Right.
It's come a long way since then, but it came a long way under the leadership of a very visionary CEO who has passed. So we'll see what happens going forward.
Lee, I wanted to ask you about an op-ed from this week by William B. Harrison, who was one of the architects of the J.P. Morgan Chase merger. He made some arguments about big banks and economies of scale, but he specifically talks about regulation. And his position is basically that regulators are independent, that they are not afraid of Wall Street, and also that they have the resources that they need to do their jobs. Do you agree?
Well, I think that he made some interesting points in that op-ed, among them that some of the banks or the institutions that had the worst problems were not the sort of universal banks. So, you know, places like Bear Stearns or Countrywide or MF Global, certainly. And he made some other interesting points. I don't agree with that point, though. I mean, I think to say that the regulators have resources they need is, I mean, that's just not true.
Mm.
To say that they're not afraid of Wall Street, well, you could certainly debate that. But I think that the recent round of moves by regulators, including failing to move forward on a bunch of things, you know, I think certainly a lot of people would argue with that. But I do think he made some interesting points, all that said.
All right. Catherine Rampell, Lee Gallagher, thank you both, and enjoy your weekend.
Thanks.
You too.